What's the difference between DIY and doing it yourself? It's the difference between a part-time passion and a full-time business. Wix gives you the power to turn your passion into a moneymaker with a website that fits your unique vision and the business tools you need to succeed. Let your ideas flow with AI that guides you but keeps you in the driver's seat. Manage your business from one dashboard and keep it growing with built-in marketing features. It's time to turn your daydream into your dream job. Do it yourself. Go to Wix.com.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Public drinking water fountains should be introduced around Ireland after a pilot project found it drastically reduces the amount of soft drinks that children have. And that's according to Dr. Grace O'Malley from the RCSI University of Medicine and Health Sciences, who joins us now. And Grace, good morning to you. Tell us a little bit about this.
Morning, Kira.
Ishka Clista Smart Water Project. It sounds great.
Yeah, so Ishka Clista Healthy Hydration for Dublin was a project funded by Pubble and Dublin City Council. A number of different groups got together and we wanted to increase access to drinking water in an area of social disadvantage because we know that A, water is a human right. B, it's essential for human health and public health. And C, it is a social determinant of health. So if Shane has access to drinking water for free growing up as a child and Kira doesn't, Kira already is at a disadvantage in terms of her health.
Another disadvantage, I think we should
another say. Disadvantage, exactly.
But the findings were brilliant, really, weren't they? Tell us.
Yeah, so what we wanted to look at was knowledge, first of all. So could we impact knowledge around hydration, dehydration in children and adolescents? And then could we impact behaviour and could we impact waste? So we worked with Cherry Orchard Football Club and Ballyfermot United Football Club. So we wanted to check knowledge for children, for teenagers and adults around general hydration and then hydration in sports and then the signs of dehydration. So particularly things like being able to look at the colour of your wee and know if your body is telling you whether you need to drink more water or not. Because for children and young people, their thirst mechanism isn't developed as early
really?
As it needs to be. Yeah. So often when children say they're thirsty, they're already dehydrated.
Okay.
So this is really important for adults to know. So keeping an eye on the colour of your child.
So you put charts, didn't you, into the toilets
put,
to say
yes, we put
your wee
charts.
Should be this shade if it's exactly. darker than this drink.
Exactly. So pale yellow is what we're looking for, kind of pale lemon coloured. And if it's dark, dark yellow, light brown or dark brown, I mean, if you're going towards darker browns, you need to go to your GP. But in the colours in between, you need to be drinking more water. So it's a very valid test for children and adults and in sports.
Educated them around hydration and all of that. And then you obviously provided the water. And am I right in thinking, tell me how much the consumption of soft drinks, you tell me, went down by?
Running a business is hard work. Building your website shouldn't be. With Wix, you can express your ideas, give direction, then leave the heavy lifting to AI, from site creation to branded content and images. Have fun with the details. Customize what you want, the way you want, and manage your whole business from a centralized dashboard with expert AI tools. Build, scale, and enjoy the incredible results. You can do it all yourself on Wix.
Well, self-reported. So it's very hard to measure this, of course, objectively. But the participants who filled out the survey after the intervention, after the program, reported that 83% of them had reduced their sugar-sweetened drinks consumption and 60% were drinking more water than before. 70% were paying more attention to signs of dehydration. So for me, as someone who works clinically as well, that's really, really important because we want people to understand that the sign their body tells them to drink more water. Also, waste was reduced, which
yeah.
was brilliant. So we weighed all the rubbish over a 12-month period, basically, all the plastic rubbish, aluminium cans, coffee cups. And that was reduced in Cherry Orchard Football Club by 97%, which was amazing. We were really kind of aiming for about 15% of a reduction in waste, but it really
impacted the club. It's kind of a win-win. It sounds like almost like a no-brainer. I mean, it reduces waste, it gets kids to drink more water, less sugary drinks. It's free. It's got nothing bad. The only thing that I read, and I think it's actually symptomatic of everything that's wrong with planning in this country. It needs to be simplified. You had to talk to a dozen public bodies to be allowed to do this, to put a public water fountain into a football club? That seems absolutely ridiculous.
Well, it was in terms of Dublin City Council, they brought this all together and really everybody worked incredibly hard. We did want to sequence the two football clubs at a different time. So that was intentional, but the delay was uncontrollable, unfortunately, due to different plumbing. It's actually all the technical stuff. So the groundworks that are needed and some of the valves and all the plumbing.
I think you're being very, very kind there. It still seems outrageous that this is difficult to do, you know?
Yeah, I mean, every town in Ireland had a water pump,
yeah,
and some are still actually in use. But so we have a public water supply, we have Environmental Protection Agency with a Remedial Act list that Uisce Éireann needs to address every quarter. That needs to be done nationwide. And then in every sports club in Ireland, we have to have free, high quality drinking water. It's ridiculous.
It's a brilliant study and I think there's brilliant stats have come from it. Thank you very much for joining us on that. That is Dr. Grace O'Malley from the RCSI University of Medicine and Health Sciences. A text says, I taught primary school children for 37 years. They loved water fountains. Majority didn't drink water ever again until they'd been educated when they were older. Parents need to be helping out here. Put ads on TV and raise awareness. Yeah. Really important study.
Makes sense.
Brilliant stuff.
Absolutely makes sense.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.
Running a business is hard work. Building your website shouldn't be. With Wix, you can express your ideas, give direction, then leave the heavy lifting to AI, from site creation to branded content and images. Have fun with the details. Customize what you want, the way you want, and manage your whole business from a centralized dashboard with expert AI tools. Build, scale, and enjoy the incredible results. You can do it all, yourself, on Wix.